Anthony Njovu has expressed deep regret over the delayed burial of former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu, marking 1 year since his passing. Speaking on the anniversary of President Lungu's death on 5th June 2025, Mr. Njovu described the situation as sad and unfortunate, highlighting that the former head of state remains unburied nearly 12 months later. Mr. Njovu appealed to the government, the Lungu family, and the political leaders to set aside their differences and agree on a burial plan that honors President Lungu's service to the nation. He emphasized the urgent need for unity of purpose to conduct a dignified burial ceremony before the country proceeds to the general polls.
It's very sad and unfortunate that 4 months on, our sixth president is yet to be laid to rest. Zambia is just 2 months away from elections on 13th August, but our former president still lies without a final resting place. This is not about politics or party. This is about dignity, culture, respect for the office of the president. Zambia is a nation that respects its leaders in life and in death. I appeal to government, to the Lungu family, to all political leaders, set aside differences. Agree on a burial plan that honors his service to the nation before we go to the polls in August. Let us unite as one people and give our former president the dignified burial he deserves. Democratic Union will continue to pray for the Lungu family during this period. May God help Zambia.
Victory Beverages has distanced itself from the Fit Super Marathon, whose organizers fraudulently used its Fit by Vatra brand, trademarks and intellectual property. Trade Kings Group Public Relations Manager and Corporate Affairs Bridget Kambove expressed concern over the growing trend of event organizers associating the brand with events without the group's authorization. She described these actions as misleading to the public and damaging to the company's reputation as they infringe on the intellectual property rights of the associated firms. The Super Marathon, scheduled for July 19th and organized by Good Time, was being promoted on various social media platforms and by influencers with promises of substantial prizes for winners. One of the event coordinators, Elias Mwanga, has apologized for unlawfully using the Big Tree brand. Mr. Mwanga revealed that the marathon has registered approximately 300 participants, each paying a 500 kwacha entry fee, bringing total collections to 150,000 kwacha. Meanwhile, he disclosed that 296 individuals have so far been refunded following the fraudulent concerns raised by stakeholders, including the Zambia Marathon Association and Trade Kings itself. As the world marks World Environment Day, stakeholders are urging renewed commitment to protecting natural ecosystems and addressing the escalating impact of climate change. Save the Environment and People's Agency, SEPA, Chief Executive Officer Myles Nzulu Muke has underscored that nature is designed to operate as a self-sustaining system where all elements are interconnected and contribute to human well-being. Ms. Nzulu Muke notes that despite nature's vital role in sustaining life, human activities continue to harm the environment through unsustainable exploitation of natural resources. She highlights that many focus on extracting benefits without taking responsibility for restoration or prevention. She explains that key environmental challenges include land degradation, deforestation, pollution of rivers and oceans, and destruction of aquatic ecosystems, adding that such actions have weakened natural support systems that provide essential resources like food and water. Ms. Nzulu Muke is therefore calling on individuals, communities and institutions to reflect on their relationship with nature and take deliberate steps to protect the environment for future generations. World Environment Day is observed annually on the 5th of June to raise awareness and encourage action on pressing environmental issues affecting communities worldwide.
We do not notice the support mechanism that Mother Earth nature has. We destroy support mechanism because we want to enrich ourselves. after getting what we want from Mother Nature, we do not look back and pay back. We do not bury the holes we have left in the soils. We never think about what is happening to our forests. We do not care about our oceans, about our rivers. We pollute water, which gives us life. We destroy soils, which gives us food. To me, this is not happy World Environment Day. This is sad World Environment Day.
Some youth in the Zuma ward have voiced concerns over what they describe as unfair handling of access to empowerment opportunities over the past 4 years. During a recent community engagement meeting, the youths alleged that they were promised fair access to empowerment programs starting in 2021. However, they alleged that after the United Party for National Development, UPND, assumed office, the selection of beneficiaries for programs such as Cash for Work was done unfairly.
Kenang uti mvera vangenisa che mchibururu mfamiri, vangenisa vana babu manchito, machan pati ife kulibe. Padamba not clinic pati, kufunika kukboho, na security offense pati, trespassing ya paka manigi trespassing.
Nanga vanilembe samini pati, vevi vajameva yukusogoro vaji. Paka lemba vya vintu ati bili, vevi zinanga wazaicho sapu. Wazafaka po zina ulari kundurari kitwe. Ndengu za pezi kati ewe basari kondrama zikachuka zenda kuri wa mine waja.
Kambaka kwe wati, ise, pewezi vana buwela wiki endira hatu pronsa chila zimai wose aba. Bazima sakiri hapo vochita. Bazima chita empower, zimai ya kareka mamaket. Empowerment ya zimai mamaket, iona. Mwayona. So manja result manja wa zimai, njaka ngawonyo kusunga vana wamevali wavu. Nonda hivana wa wakala majijan kibami.
In response to the concerns, National Reconciliation Party for Unity and Prosperity, NRPUP, candidate for the Livingston Central Parliamentary seat, Mwewa Chilufya, urged voters to make informed decisions in the upcoming elections. He emphasized the importance of electing leaders who are responsive to community needs and committed to driving meaningful development.
Maridas Kambiri, tima vote la mochabe. That's why it's vote vote. Ndiye chatu tikisa pano. You remember very well that bamene bawo nonga, for example, bamene bawo nonga mana muloni bati. Mayumpi. Mayumpi bana sikala kuti. Ko bantu. Bana vote ali bati. Ne bantu. So ngati tsitenga interest choice wa Marita zamene wabwera. Tizambo nonga chalo. No no fika pamene monga ameto afika apa so. Ndawa mayumpi bambiri ndiye bawo nonga na chalo. Benzo pomera vintu benzo kana.
Meanwhile, Brenda Kasengele, the NRPUP aspiring councillor for Lizuma Ward, pledged to prioritize infrastructure development and community-focused initiatives to improve the welfare of residents if elected. Both candidates called for unity and active participation in the electoral process to ensure effective leadership for Lizuma Ward.
So bantu ndiye bali na mpamvu zeti za 70 kwa mwezi kuika na mpamvu zeti nili nazo. In terms of vela na kambiwa wa UPND kuchita ma poor road networks, ma drainage system sali bwino, employment ya ma youth kuli be, ma empowerment ya ma youth na ma women na ma men kuli be. So tiza 70 kwa mwezi tizike mitu kwa mwezi.
In international news, Nigeria's Dangote refinery has reached a major milestone, processing 700,000 barrels of crude oil per day during performance testing, surpassing its official 650,000 barrel capacity. The refinery says it plans to double output to 1.4 million barrels per day within the next 30 months, a move that could make it one of the largest refining facilities in the world. Since launching fuel production in 2024, the refinery has rapidly expanded exports across Africa, Europe and the United States and Saudi Arabia. Amid global supply disruptions and Middle East tensions, demand for Dangote's fuel products continues to grow. Analysts say the refinery is reshaping Africa's fuel trade, with exports more than doubling in recent months and regional buyers increasingly turning to Nigeria as a reliable energy supplier. Still in international news, Nigeria says it will repatriate more than 1,000 of its nationals from South Africa as anti-migrant tensions rise in the country. Screening for Nigeria's voluntary repatriation scheme started on Thursday. A spokesperson for the Foreign Ministry told reporters in communication dated Tuesday, Nigeria's High Commission in Pretoria said it had negotiated with